Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, you and I have been doing this show, I think, for all of at least 25 years.
Close to.
And we've been tasting wine together for well over 30 years. And over that long period, there have been a lot of sort of old friends who keep showing up, kind of like a comfortable old shoe, and it's a wonderful thing. And you've kind of gone back and revisited.
Yeah,
a couple of these.
They're still out there. God bless them.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's really nice to see what they're up to these days.
Yep.
Let's start with Bordy Vineyards.
Oh, great.
Was my first contact with a winery in Maryland, and I learned very quickly that Bordy's Cabernet was something to be reckoned with. Today they're producing something called Petit Cabernet with American fruit, $13. And Hugh, this is just a wonderful little wine.
Mm-hmm.
It is a petite Cabernet. There's nothing big about it, but it packs a lot of flavor. It is really a crowd pleaser, extremely food friendly. You don't have to fight through a lot of tannins and everything. Just good, good fruit on a good structure. And all the flavors are varietally correct.
Sounds great.
I'm glad to see that there's such a delicious wine coming out of Bordy, among many others, of course.
And that's a pretty good price point.
It is, $13. Wow. Hugh, I think, as I look back on it, I think the first wine that I ever started drinking was a Rioja.
Okay.
Kind of by accident.
I know who you're going to talk about.
And, well, there were several, but, you know, there were two in particular that we drank a lot of back in the day, Marquita Riscal and Marquita Caceres.
Right. Both of them are excellent.
They are. And I just picked up a bottle of it's Marques de Caceres, his Reserva from 2009, $20. Just a lovely wine. 2009 means it's got some age on it now, 6 years plus. And it was so silky smooth and so fruit forward and just, you know, pure, clear representations of the fruit. It was just really amazing.
Yeah, you're describing classic Rioja.
Yeah, it showed black cherry juice, bitter briar, deep violet notes on the nose. And a lot of that carried through in the fruit. But what was interesting was it was just layer after layer after layer of flavor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is a $20 wine. It's not the most expensive Rioja you can go.
No, that's a great value
for
what
that is.
But
it was really good. The Marques de Caceres, an old friend.
Yes.
A very old friend. One of the first wines that I became devoted to as a wine of spring was Domaine Pichot's Vouvray.
Ah, great stuff.
A lot
Classic
of people
producer.
Know this.
Yes.
I think a lot of people have like a little crush on this wine because it's...
they should. It's the classic Vouvray.
It's just nice. I happened to come across another bottling by the same guys.
Really?
Another Vouvray. It's called Coteau de la Biche. So I thought I'd give it a try to see what these guys are up to. And this is, it's a stable mate. It's the same family owns it, just a different property.
Uh-huh.
And what it was a leaner variety of Vouvray, a little more mineral, a little more acidic. It didn't have the plumpness that the
Pichot does.
The Pichot does. Uh-huh. But just lovely. And I just think it was just a lot of fun. And I would love to have it with a plate of shellfish. It'd be perfect. I think one of the very first bottles of wine I ever bought was a German Riesling. Again, mm-hmm. probably by mistake. But I discovered I really liked it. And I remember getting Dr. Tanisch's Bernkasteler Badstube. And I would always buy the cabinet. This is a Mosel wine.
Mm-hmm.
I love it for the crystalline purity of the flavors. And there it was. A little bit sweeter than I was used to. But hey, old friends, you're very forgiving of them.
Absolutely.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.